Linda lost her husband in the winter of that year. She did everything they told her and she still lost him here. She doesn't understand the people who refuse to do their part. She's carrying a coffin in the corner of her heart. Three doors down from Linda lives a man named Roy, who lost his daughter to a thing he couldn't name or explain. He did everything they told him and he still lost his girl, and now he doesn't trust a word they say about the world. Both of them are certain, both of them are right about their grief. Both of them were handed something broken and told it was relief. Stayed out of the dirt. I knew them both before the world went sideways. Linda brought Roy casseroles before the fracture came. Roy shoveled Linda's driveway every winter without fail, before they became symbols of opposing points of sale. Now they don't speak, the sign stands between them like a fence that neither one of them will touch. Linda says he's selfish, Roy says she's being blinded, and the men who built the fence don't pay for much. Both of them are certain, both of them are right about their grief. Both of them were handed something broken and told it was relief. The adversary didn't need to lie, he just needed us to hurt and point us at each other while he stayed out of the dirt. The institution failed, I'm not afraid to say. Power doesn't earn trust by demanding it arrive. And the people who asked questions weren't all crazy. Some of them were just trying to keep the people alive. But the cure for broken trust is not to burn a house, it's to build something that actually deserves it. And the adversary wins every time we choose the wound, every time we let the wound define the verdict. Linda saw Roy shoveling last November in the cold. She stood at a window and she didn't look away. Something in his posture looked like all the grief she knows to people carrying the same weight in different colored clothes. She didn't go outside, not yet, but she watched him for a while. And I think somewhere underneath the certainty and all the noise, there are two neighbors who could sit across the table and be real about the people that they lost and couldn't save or keep. Both of them are certain, both of them are right about their grief. Both of them are handed something broken and told it was relief. The adversary didn't need to lie, he just needed us to hurt and point us at each other while he stayed out of the dirt. Go home to your neighbor, not to win, just to see. The person three doors down from you is grieving just like me. Just go home.